Women and people of color are drastically underrepresented in the STEM industry. STEM is an acronym for the fields of science, technology, engineering, and math. But a local company is hoping to change that image, at least in Milwaukee. The company is called Jet Constellations, and Nadia Johnson is CEO. Recently, Jet Constellations and its initiative, the Milky Way Tech Hub, partnered with American Family Insurance Institute for Corporate and Social Impact to launch new startups and drive diversity and inclusion here. Johnson spoke with WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter, Taryn Powell, about a lack of diversity in her field and what she believes a new partnership can offer Milwaukee.
So we talk about the need for more diversity in the STEM fields, and I was able to find some data from the Pew Research Center, 2014 to 2016 data, but it says in STEM jobs, Black people make up only 9% of those jobs, Hispanics 7%, Asians 13%, and white people 69%. What do you think when you see those numbers?
So I think it's alarming. It is. It's alarming. And it's something that can be addressed. It's not rocket science, right? Mm-hmm. And so we're not trying to find water on Mars here. And I think that what's required in order to address these issues and to bring about equitable opportunities, I think, is to consult and reach out to the right people. Mm-hmm. I think that there's powerful entities that don't know how to address this issue. And they hire and fire people trying to figure out what's the right solution. And really, I think that it's important for these organizations to know that you have to empower the right individuals. And so there are folks who know how to bridge the gaps. And it's just a matter of trusting and partnering with organizations that know how to address these issues to bring about the change that we want to see.
And so earlier in the summer, the Milky Way Tech Hub partnered with American Family Insurance Institute for Corporate and Social Impact. Talk a little bit more about how that came together.
Yeah. So by the time AmFam landed here, it made it very known that they were pushing diversity in tech and STEM. The Milky Way Tech Hub had started to, the wheels were already moving. And so we had created a community, and that's still currently growing and expanding, which I'm grateful for. And I believe that they just heard the buzz of the Milky Way Tech Hub. And so they reached out to me, and we sat down, had some coffee. I talked to them about the mission, and they were thrilled to hear that we existed. And the mission was carrying a lot of momentum and making some immediate impact in the city, and they wanted to be a part of it. And I think that one thing that's really important that I've noticed about AmFam Institute, aside from other organizations that I've worked with thus far, is that they, in their mindset, they were very much partnership oriented and not just sponsorship. And they're very much, we want to create a long-term partnership to see this through, to make this actually happen. And so they're working alongside Jet Constellations and the Milky Way, and that's extremely powerful. And then the sort of corporate citizenship that's necessary in order to make the sort of drastic change that we're aiming for.
And what do you see this partnership offering to Milwaukee in the long term?
Yeah, great question. So the goal of the Milky Way Tech Hub in general is to make Milwaukee known as a place where Black people, women, and people who fall under that whole underestimated and underrepresented category can come and thrive in tech. And there are not many places where that actually exists. And so in order to create that sort of ecosystem, it requires strategic partnerships. It requires capital, right? It requires resources, right? Mm-hmm. And not just any resources, but resources that understand the need for diversity in the tech space and want to do whatever is necessary to bring about that change. And so the partnership with AmFam Institute, the goal is to leverage whatever resources that they can provide to bring this mission to life. So our first venture is to encourage and empower the startup ecosystem, specifically those with diverse backgrounds, to begin to see themselves as CEOs and founders of their own tech company.
Support for Race and Ethnicity Reporting is provided by The Doman Company.